Good day, my friends, and welcome to episode 10 of Morals Podcast. Yeah, finally, we're in episode 10. I can't believe we've made it this far. So, last time we talked about some various topics from Viners, Let's Players, and Vloggers, and stuff about net neutrality. Today is going to be a chill podcast, not too many serious stuff going on for the topics. So anyways, we're going to go ahead and introduce the guest for today. Our first guest we have is Jumble.
Hello, good to be here. We've been planning this for ages and finally we've got around to doing this podcast.
Oh yeah, that's so true. Yeah. And we also have Mixstar.
Hey. Hello, glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So before we get into the first topic, how about you folks introduce yourselves and say a little bit about what you guys do on your YouTube channels. So we'll start with Jumble.
Alrighty, so my name is Ben in the real world, but as people on YouTube know me, I'm Jumble. So I make videos just like comedy style videos. I used to do gaming, but I've moved on since I've got a new camera. And yeah, so just like comedy slash random stuff, whatever I feel like making, really.
Cool.
I also sometimes live stream, but I've been doing that a bit less lately because of busyness in my life. But yeah.
Oh yeah, we all get busy sometimes, and yeah, we just do what we can, right?
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Mixstar? What do you do? Who are you?
Well, I am a person, but in the real world, people call me Michael, and my channel is It's Mixstar. I do a bunch of gaming content, just any game I can find, really, that's like on the Steam Workshop, and just games that I play generally with friends, and I do live streams every so often, about once a week probably, either on YouTube or on Twitch, but I will like advertise to my friends and stuff that I am streaming to get that view count up. But yeah, I usually do videos with my friends, but on occasions I just do on my own, but I reckon I'm a bit boring on my own.
Alright, cool. So you just play any games you feel like, preferably indie games in a way, or?
I want to get into a lot of indie games.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. So let's go ahead and get into the first topic, which is Aussie stereotypes. I don't know who chose this topic, but we're just gonna roll with it. So any of you two can start it off. Yeah.
Alright, so yeah. Yeah, as you know, well, if you can't tell by my profile picture and my accent, I'm Australian. Something that really, well, not like annoys me that much, but is kind of annoying, is how people stereotype Australians. They're always like, whenever a new person comes to YouTubers, they're always like, oh, yeah, you're in the world of upside down, whatever, and you go outside and everything wants to kill you. And it's like, that's really not true.
Yeah, before we continue there, YouTubers is a small community of new YouTubers that you could be found on the subreddit. I know I've said this before, but yeah, I might as well say it again. Alright, moving. Alright, you continue. Sorry.
Alright, yeah, so they
honestly
also say
it's like the exact opposite. Like everything loves you. Sort of.
Yeah. Like the worst animals I've been attacked by are like cats and dogs. They're everywhere.
I was about to say kangaroos or something.
Kangaroos only kick you if you, well, piss them off.
Pretty much. Yeah, and it's always like the whole shrimp on the barbie, and it's like, I don't know any Australian who's ever said that unironically.
Wait, what does that even mean, though?
It means let's have a barbecue.
Yeah, a barbie is a barbecue. And for some reason, I think it was popularized by Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Saying, like, put a shrimp on the barbie. But we don't have shrimp. Well, not a lot. It's more prawns here in Australia.
Who puts a shrimp on a barbecue, by the way?
I mean, I can imagine it, though.
Yeah, well, like, it probably has happened in Australia, but it's bloody Outback Steakhouse who's like, oh, we're an Australian-themed American food chain. And it's like, we don't have Aussie fries. It's called chips here. You know? We just call our fries chips.
And we call our ketchup sauce.
Yeah, just tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Tomato sauce?
And what's some of that sauce?
You guys say tomato sauce? Is it tomato sauce?
No, we just say sauce.
Yeah.
It's just sauce.
Pretty much. Yeah. Unless there's two sauces on the table, then you have to specify, but
there are other stereotypes. Oh. I actually put a picture up a few days ago where it's like every party you go to, there's basically a kid that always has that one chocolate mud cake.
Yeah. Oh, another thing with Australian parties, these are like real Australian stereotypes. Lolly bag. You remember lolly bag?
There's always lolly bag. There's always a lolly bag.
So, moral, if you're wondering what a lolly bag is, it's pretty self-explanatory.
I'm sure most of my audience would wonder what that is.
So a lolly is pretty much like your candy, but we just call them lollies here. And it's just a small plastic bag filled with them that, like, the kid or the kid's parents will give out to you when you're leaving the party.
Oh, okay, so kind of like a goodie bag or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay, so you have, like, a fancy name for that, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a fancy name. We just call them lollies, so it's just a bag of lollies, I guess.
A bag of lollies? Isn't that, like, an anime term?
No.
I was about to say that. No one get confused with the anime lolly thing.
I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest.
You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but we're talking about Aussie stereotypes, right?
Yeah. So, what's another Aussie stereotype you've heard of, Moro?
I was just thinking stuff about Vegemite. I don't know, because I always see Vegemite being mentioned by Jumbo. Well, I mean,
Vegemite is an Australian product, so I mean...
Look, one thing I don't suggest is to eat a whole jar of it. Oh, it really dehydrates you.
Bad. I don't like Vegemite at all.
I did that for a video. And it wasn't a good idea because, like, for the next few days, I had a stomach ache. I was dehydrated because the amount of salt that's in Vegemite. And luckily, I lived through it.
We always have, Jumbo, I don't know if you know this. You know Bunnings?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always a sausage sizzle. Like, every Sunday.
Oh, a sausage sizzle. You guys don't know what sausage sizzles are.
Like the sausage is sizzling. I don't know.
Basically, in front of every Bunnings warehouse, we have like this one dude with like a hot dog, like a sausage stand, and a barbecue, just cooking barbecues and selling them every Sunday.
It's always for fundraisers, like for a school camp or for like your local fire brigade or whatever.
Yeah.
A sausage sizzle, pretty much, is a sausage in bread. So it's a sausage put diagonally on a piece of bread and folded in half, and then you can put sauce on it, and then you can put onions on it. And they have to offer you the onions for free. If they make you pay extra, it's not a good sausage sizzle.
Yeah.
That's what you mean, the ketchup, like, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sauce.
Okay. They always have like three different sauces to choose from: either tomato sauce, barbecue sauce, or mustard.
Yeah.
And they always, well, not always, but a lot of the time, they also have drinks served.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll even have like homemade cupcakes.
I've never had homemade cupcakes or sausage sizzle.
Yeah, me
neither. Oh no, actually, that's the funny one. At the Bunnings ones, there are.
Oh, really? There are? Oh.
Yeah, the classic. And it's a bit of a meme, the Bunnings snag. Snag is just another name for a sausage.
Yeah.
Okay. Australians are weird, aren't they?
So, the phrase that we get attacked by everything sure, we get really venomous spiders and snakes, but, like, it's really no big deal. You find them usually in the forest, even though I find some redbacks in my garage sometimes. But that's about it.
Yeah, like, the spiders I generally see are huntsman spiders, daddy long legs, and, like, just your little spiders. I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah.
Just like the
white tails.
I forgot the last time I've seen a spider. It's been a long time.
Well, that's good. I mean, luckily I'm not scared of spiders, so I don't really care. If I see a spider, I won't want to kill it.
That video of the giant clockwork spider, I don't know if you've seen it, but, like, that's in, like, Western Australia.
Clockwork spider.
Yeah, like, search it up. It's, like, absolutely huge.
Hold on. I look up clockwork spiders, and they're actually just literal spiders made of clockwork pieces.
Would it be anything else about the stereotypes?
Hold on. I want to get that image.
Oh, there's always, like, the do you ride your kangaroos to school kind of thing. That's what people say.
Oh, my God. We ride bikes to school, guys.
I don't know about you, but I actually ride an emu, but, you know.
Wow.
I'm joking.
Yeah, if you're right, kangaroos, then, yeah, we'll be not causing pollution, right?
So, I put an image, I said this before, it's like growing up Australian, and there's one thing that's like, if you come to the canteen with me, I'll buy you something. I'm pretty sure that happens every school in the area.
So a canteen is a cafeteria, essentially.
We don't have, like, big rooms, which is, like, a whole cafeteria area. They're just, like, shops, basically, built in the school. And you buy food from there.
Is that, like, a monkey in the background, Mixter?
No. Why are you saying that?
I don't hear, like, some background noise. I sound like a monkey.
Oh, no. It's my brother.
Oh.
Talking about kangaroos, right? We nearly got into an accident yesterday because my brother, sister, and I went for a bit of a drive down to our local national park, Cape Le Grand. Visit that if you're ever down in the south of Western Australia. Anyway, we're just driving along and this massive kangaroo jumps across the road and we nearly hit it.
Ouch, that was pretty close.
Yeah, and like we had like three like near misses. There were two kangaroos, and like one was just a wild cat that ran across the road. And I thought we ran it over, but we drove back where I thought Alex, my brother, ran it over, and he didn't. So that's good because I would have hated to see like a squashed cat on the road.
Yeah, I didn't want to see anything squished. Like at my job, like I saw like. Roadkill was like a dead pigeon.
Look.
Like in the parking lot.
Dead pigeons are okay, but like...
Just to make it clear, kangaroos do not wear boxing gloves. I have not seen a single kangaroo wear boxing gloves apart from Kangaroo Jack, the movie.
Oh yeah, it's been a while since I saw that.
I've never seen that movie.
You have not seen that movie and you're a Aussie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Would that be another stereotype? All Aussies just watched Kangaroo Jack.
Honestly, I happen to think it's a stereotype that every Aussie's seen that movie.
It's not on Netflix, I don't think, so I haven't seen it, man.
Alright. So without further ado, let's go ahead to the second topic, which is embarrassing moments.
Oh, man.
I smashed my head into a cake when I was 2.
Wait, what?
When I was 2 at my birthday party, I smashed my head into my birthday cake.
Like, nobody just did it for you, just did it, like, willingly?
Yep.
I mean, fair enough.
It was embarrassing, even though I was 2, and I didn't know what embarrassment was.
Well, for me, I have freaking the most embarrassing thing, and... It involves Australian wildlife. So I was on a school camp and these people making these things where they put Maltesers. Do you know what Maltesers are, Moral?
No.
No, they're like little chocolate malt ball things. They're like chocolate-coated malt balls.
Okay, I can imagine. All right.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
So these people were doing this thing where they were like, where they had marshmallows at the fire, and then they like put a Malteser inside the marshmallow and ate it, and they're like, oh, it's really good and stuff. So somebody offered me one. Little did I know, instead of putting a Malteser in the marshmallow, they put a piece of kangaroo shit in it. And one thing leads to another. I ate it, and yeah, I can say that I've literally eaten shit before.
How did that taste?
Damn.
Well, luckily it was like dry, so it didn't really have a taste, but it was just really grassy and stuff. So, would not recommend.
Well, this actually happened a couple of days ago. Basically, a friend of mine filled up a drink, and I'm like, oh, what's this? And they're like, it's just like Coca-Cola. I filled it up for you, like glass. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty neat. And it looked like Coke. It looked exactly like Coke. So I start, like, I literally scold it, only to figure out that after I tasted it, it was actually Ginotto. It's actually like an Italian, like, sort of soft drink, and it tastes like alcohol because it's very bitter.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just, like, spat the whole thing out all over my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so like that happened with me, with my brother, right? So at my auntie's house, she, like, gave us all some ginger beer. And, like, the non-alcoholic kind, don't worry. And,
yeah, I'm not worried, but go on.
My brother's like, hey, Ben, I've got some more. Would you like it? So I'm like, sure. Little did I know, it was actually, like, the liquid, I think, from a jar of olives that he put in a cup, which had, like, the same color as the ginger beer. So drank it, and it was disgusting.
The olive juice, oh.
I know. Well, it's more like, they would have been pickled, so it was more like vinegar. And no thanks.
Yeah, I don't like the taste of pickles at all. But one of my embarrassing moments, I remember sometime in elementary school, some guys said, hey, you want like some hot Cheetos, like the flaming hot Cheetos? And then I tried one, and I was like, and then I just ran to like the nearest water fountain. I thought that was pretty embarrassing. Because like I'm not like used to spicy stuff at the time, but now, I mean, I still don't like hot Cheetos, but I like some tangy stuff or like a little bit of spicy stuff here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some other embarrassing stuff because I know you two shared a lot of embarrassing stuff. I'm trying to think of some. Oh, yeah, I remember. I was in the NewTubers Discord. Out of nowhere, I thought that Bolt, one of the head guys of NewTubers, like, that he got like a new role or something. I was like, hey, congrats on some sort of admin role, or I don't remember. I was like, hey, congrats. And he's all like, oh, I already had this role. I'm like, what? I didn't remember you having this color for your name.
Oh, so.
And then everyone's just like clowning on me for that. I don't know. Oh, yeah, the staff role. That's what it was. Yeah, NewTuber staff. I'm like, what? He's been purple? I'm like, I thought it was a different color.
I think some of the most embarrassing stuff that can happen to anyone is like when you call out someone's name but accidentally say the wrong name and just hope that they didn't hear you.
Yeah, I know how like I had like a bunch of nicknames in high school. If someone called me by one of those nicknames, that I would be pretty embarrassed. I'm like, what? People still call me by this name? I'm like, what? I don't know if I should even like go through my whole list of nicknames. I don't know if I should.
Talking about embarrassment, there's something I don't like to do with it, and that's when people get embarrassed of others. Because it's like, if they're like not trying to embarrass you, it's like, why like bother getting embarrassed by someone else's actions, you know? Because it's happened before where someone's like, Ben, you're embarrassing. And it's like, but I'm not actually doing anything to affect you.
Oh, yeah, I get what you mean. Like, sometimes when I'm recording a podcast, my folks will be like, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm doing a podcast here, and my folks, I mean, you guys, my guests, can hear what they're saying, so I don't know, that's embarrassing. And besides, I have to compress that, like, when I go into Audacity, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's why sometimes it would be tough for me to record something in front of my folks, you know.
Yeah.
They still don't know I do this.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
I really can't think of anything else, honestly.
I share my videos with my mom. I like showing them to her.
I don't think I can, like, to be honest.
I don't, because my videos involve a lot of cursing.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
My friends, between me and my friends.
I mean, yeah. I probably wouldn't show my mom too many videos if I swore a lot.
Yeah, I know sometimes people would curse on my videos, but I do my best not to.
No. Yeah.
Not cool, man.
Well, yeah, because swearing is like part of some people's just regular speech. Like, they just do it because it's who they are.
Yeah, I can't really think of any other embarrassing moments. I probably have more, but I can't really think of any on the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
All right, so we're going to go ahead into the third topic, which is pet peeves.
Oh, pet peeves. Well, I will tell
you.
One of the things that annoys me the most is when you go into a shopping center and use their public toilet and they have no soap.
Oh,
I
God.
Hate that so much.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, maybe, like, look, maybe not everybody cares about personal hygiene after using the toilet, but I do at least care about that, man.
I care too, man. I don't want to just leave the bathroom with dirty hands and then I shake somebody's hand with dirty hands. I mean, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, just not on.
The thing that I hate the most is that, no, not I hate the most, but like
dislike.
I just dislike is when you're walking, right, you're just walking through the street, whatever, like on the say I was at the city once, right, and this lady just walks into me. Like, I don't walk into her. She walks into me, and she's like, "Oi, watch where you're going!" And I'm
like a typical boy.
Wow, really?
Watch where you're going, mate.
Why are you asking me where I'm going? You should watch yourself. And then it's just like, oh my, it just bothers me so much.
Oi, I thought that was like a UK thing.
No, it happens like more here. Like, it happens a lot.
Hey, I'm walking over here.
Yeah,
that was really bad.
It happens everywhere else. Like, and another thing that bothers me is when I go to check, when I go to get a disc, like, or a game I want to play, and I open up the game cover, like the box, whatever, and there's a game in there, but it's the wrong game. And I go check that game's cover, and then it's like they've swapped cases or something.
Console peasant? No, I'm joking.
PC Master Race, what?
PC games as well. Don't worry.
Wait, you still use discs for your PC games?
Nah, like my old discs.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, talk about like those like computer games that you have on your disc. Like back when you had like those old computers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember those days, man.
DVD.
Yeah.
I know one of my pet peeves would be like when I'm going out somewhere or when I'm doing something in general, and then my mom will call me, and right after I hang up, a few seconds later, she calls me again.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, why are you calling me? I thought we already said everything we had to say, you know?
Like, oh, I forgot this and that and this and that.
Or yeah, or if I'm doing something, and then, yeah, basically in general, and then my folks would just interrupt me. I'm like, come on, I'm doing something here. I said I was doing something. I said, don't interrupt me. And then they do it anyway. So like, come on, guys, you gotta compromise.
Oh, another pet peeve.
Hashtag
mine.
Living with parents, man. All right, go on, jump.
Another pet peeve of mine, which is absolutely annoying, is when you're going ahead and editing something, and your editing software decides to crash.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a bummer. I don't think that happened to me in a while, actually.
Happened to me yesterday. Luckily, it was only like 15 minutes of work I lost, and it was pretty 15? Easily replaceable. I did set it up so it auto saves every 5 minutes, but it obviously didn't do it at that point, so I don't know.
Happened to me, and I lost a whole 30 minutes of worth of editing.
Once it's like, I lost like the whole project, so I just gave up and did another time.
Yeah, that's what I did. I'm just like, you know what? No, I'm just doing it tomorrow.
It's like you're in the zone, your program crashes. You're still kind of in the zone because you think you might be able to recover it, and then you realize you can't, and then it's just like, can't be bothered anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember at the time I was editing my last podcast, one of my guests kept saying like too many times in the sentences, and that's a pet peeve for me. I remember when I used to say like, or anything like that. And then hearing somebody else do it, I'm like, oh my gosh, man. Just making editing not as fun as it used to be.
It's like you don't pick up on it when they're actually talking, but in editing, once you start hearing people say like, you just keep on hearing it.
Say so like this, like, yeah, like.
Like and and...
Yeah, I mean, it takes practice to not say that as often as you should. I know those are just filler words, but we have to avoid using them.
Yeah.
It's like when doing, I just said like and, no.
Really jump on? You're annoying me, man.
It's like when you're doing videos and, like, sorry, I'm thinking, shut up. And you're trying to think of things to say, but you just keep saying and stuff.
Yeah, it happens to me in videos, like, all the time when I don't have a script. Thank God I make scripts now.
Yeah, I've started to do scripts, too. Helps a lot.
When I do a top five, like, a thing, because I used to do top fives, I might get back into it, though. But, I used to go, like, this and then
I should have never brought this up in the first place. Now you're just purposely doing it.
Yeah, that's and now I'm gonna script it, which really helps.
When on one of my old YouTube channels, one of my friends I was recording with was like, "Hey, you say in your videos?" I'm like, "Yeah." It's like, do people really care that much? I mean, it's really something that you probably pick up on once you decide you want to start hearing the word more. It's like a decision you make subconsciously. You then just start hearing it more.
All right, let's move away a bit from YouTube for just a moment. Yeah. Is there any pet peeves you have in your job or in your workplace?
In my job? Not so much. I mean, you do get those customers who are sometimes not as nice, but that doesn't happen too much. It's more just like, because I work as a delivery driver, well, delivery bike rider, it's more just things like when people beep their horns at me when I'm riding past, or they yell out like, hey, can I order a pizza? Stuff like that. It's quite annoying. The other day I had some man slow down and yell out at me, hey mate, use two fucking hands on your bike. Because I was riding with one hand on the handlebar. And he decides to slow down and yell that out at me. When in the training, it's like, it said, use at least one hand on your handlebar at all times. So it's like, dude, I'm completely following the rules. Don't tell me what to do at my own job.
He's telling you how to drive, basically.
And while he's like slowed down to the speed I was going, looking out his window, yelling at me, probably with one hand on the steering wheel.
And the other hand on his phone, maybe. Yeah, because that could get annoying too when you see other people doing that. And then they almost hit you in an accident. I'm like, come on, get off the phone, man. You got to drive.
Yeah. I know, that's why it's against the law, because it's such a distraction to be on your phone.
Yeah, that's so true. But yeah, my job, like you said, sometimes I'd get those customers that would just mess up your day or try to get annoying or just try to piss you off. Like outside of the grocery store, right, we have two different size carts. One of them's like the big carts, the other one is the regular size carts.
Yeah.
And someone was trying to put the regular size cart right into the big cart. I was all like, that's in the wrong way. And then that lady like exploded at me. Like, I don't know. She started cussing me out. And then she was all like, she was going to go complain to the manager about it. Like, I was giving her an attitude. Like, what? Really? Me? I'm harassing you? Someone like,
you're like the person like least expected to harass anyone.
Yeah, that became a YouTuber's meme now that I'm harassing somebody and I'm not even there. That's just a meme now.
Yeah, man. Look, some people, they're not angry at you. They're angry because other things are going on and just...
Yeah, and I get just, that. Like,
letting it out on you because the smallest triggers can set people off sometimes.
Or sometimes it would just trigger the nice people because they guess they know they won't do anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like a prime example of that. Like you tell me over something, I'm not going to really do anything or care.
Just keep going.
Keep going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you, Maxstar? Have you worked?
I do work, but nothing like really goes on. But in school, this is a pet peeve. In school, whenever I go out the canteen, there's always like this guy that's hanging around outside and being like, "Oi, you got any change I can have, you know, to go to the canteen and stuff?" And I'm like, "No." And then he follows me around going like, "Come on, bro, you got come on, I know you got change." And I'm just like ignoring him.
It's like,
I'm sorry, I don't got cash, man.
Just because I have money doesn't mean you can have it.
Or you could just be like, "Oh, I don't have cash, I just have my card. I can't just give you my card, you know? Even though it has way more money than what you need."
Not worth it.
Yeah, I can't really think of any pet peeves that other in school. I mean, not lately. I don't really interact with people at my community college. I just go to school and then go home and just do what I'm supposed to do, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not in any education at the moment.
You're just taking a break? I graduated.
Yeah, well, it's more like I just haven't gotten around to trying to get into any courses. More so than just taking a break.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, I still got another year to go to a transfer.
Oh, cool. So, what do you transfer into? University?
Yeah, I would transfer to a university from a community college. It's like the cheaper option go than just going straight to university from high school. I mean, depending on financial aid and stuff like that.
Yeah. Australia is really good with that kind of stuff because, like, Australia, the government will help you up to, like, I think it might even be like $100,000 in education costs, and you only have to start paying that back once you start earning $50,000 or more a year.
Wow, that's impressive. Better than the system over here in the US.
Yeah, I know. Always hearing about student loans and everybody constantly in debt. I mean, technically, yeah, you are in debt if you're getting the government to pay for it, but it's like, it's all done automatically and I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be a pet peeve for me if I have to take out student loans. I'm trying my best not to.
I'm guessing, so is community college just like a lot cheaper?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah. Alright, so mean, do they still have, like, the same level of education as, like, the more expensive ones, or?
I mean, you'll get more out of the expensive ones, but I think community college is just somewhere you would go, like, if money's an issue, or you're not really sure what you want to do, like, for your degree, yeah. Then, yeah, community college would be a good place to go.
Fair enough.
Alright, so we're going to go ahead into the last topic, which is YouTube goals for 2017.
So, I set a goal at the start of the year to get 1,000 subscribers by the end of 2017, start of 2018. The rate I'm going at the moment, I don't think I'll reach it, but I don't mind, to be honest. Because I'll do YouTube for me. Yeah.
Like, you kind of just thought you were going to blow up or something.
I hope so, but I don't know. I'm moving soon, so I'll be vlogging that journey, and maybe that'll be popular. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, still got to watch that.
Mm.
Yeah, you had, like, a moving video going. I need to watch that soon, yeah.
I realized that I forgot to mention where I was moving because somebody asked that in the comments. It's like, crap.
You should have that as a pinned message in the comments or something. Pinned comment.
Yeah. I might have put it in the description. I don't remember. But yeah, my goal is 1,000. And if I don't get 1,000 by the end of the year, like subscribers, I'll keep going. I don't mind. You know, it's just a goal. It's not like if I don't get this, I'll quit. But yeah, that's what I'm aiming for in a way.
Yeah, for me, I'll aim for 250. I'll just be more realistic, considering like how slow my growth was before I even hit 100. And then I sort of experienced a couple of spikes and stuff. So yeah, I'm just going to guess, 250 by the end of the year. It may or may not be possible, but hey, it's worth a try.
Hey, you've like been growing pretty fast lately, so it's definitely possible.
Yeah, of course. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm trying to grow my subscriber base more organically. So the only place I really post my videos is in YouTubers. So like I'll gain my subs more like organically by people coming and subscribing rather than advertising it everywhere, you know?
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, YouTubers, that's the way to go. If you are a new YouTuber yourself or you're just looking for feedback and stuff on how to grow your channel, then yeah, that's a good place to go.
Yeah, definitely. I've been here for nearly a year.
Oh yeah, me too, actually. Actually, it's already been a year for me, I think.
Yeah, because you're a founding member, right?
Yeah, I joined YouTubers without even knowing I was a founding member. Yeah, it was all weird, but I'm like, I'm one of the veterans of YouTubers, so that's cool. But yeah, for me, 250 subs, and try to do the podcast more. I actually want to go back into gaming again. I know it'll be like once a month or once every couple of months or something that I've done gaming videos, but I need to push it myself and do more gaming videos, besides the live streams, of course.
Yeah, with gaming videos, like, I used to really enjoy making them. And then that energy to make gaming videos just went down. Because, I don't know, it's just not my thing. I always enjoyed making real-life videos more.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, too. But occasionally, I like to make a gaming video sometime.
Yeah, that's why I still do live streams, because I can, like, still... Like, that's my way... preferred way to game on YouTube is through live streaming, because then that way I can communicate with people while playing games rather than just make a video, people watch it, maybe comment.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Collabs, that's another thing I'm trying to focus on more too, besides the podcast, of course. Yeah, I remember we did a collab on Overwatch several months ago.
Yeah, the Overwatch one.
Yeah, that was one was like unexpectedly short. Like, wow, you really did all those cuts.
Yeah, that was my style of editing. I cut out heaps just so it like keeps on going and doesn't get boring.
Yeah, I kind of like that editing style. I like that.
Mm. Because that's it's like, I do. Yeah, I could like leave long pauses in, but I feel that that just makes it feel like it's just dragging on. And then like, yeah, I add in like background music to suit it and stuff like that.
Yeah, what about you, Mick? Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Go on, Mick.
Well, what voice crack. Well, I'm really hoping to reach at least 250 to 500 subs near the end of the year. I know it's not that big, but my growth is a little bit slow considering the fact that I do a lot of indie games, which don't get that much attention, but it takes a while to make. But that's like really the type of like things I want to do. Same as videos with friends. I really want to record like a PUBG video, which I'm actually kind of do next week with a couple of my friends. There's like the four of us are going to all record as a thing. But
Yeah. Are you going to like switch between people's point of view, or do you all have YouTube channel?
I might do that, but we all have our own YouTube channel. I want to do that because there's me and two other friends. We're going to make hosting. We're going to make a YouTube channel, like a group channel, and basically the video is going to be edited like that. Like you said, it's going to switch between different perspectives because the new editing software that I have allows me to do that where the old one didn't.
What software do you use now?
Hit Film Express. It's basically free, and it does as much as Camtasia does.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so once you get the money, probably invest in Premiere Pro. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, once I invest enough money, another goal for me is to get a upgrade to a better microphone.
Mm. Yeah. People were actually talking about that in Open Talk the other day, about like your microphone.
Yeah, I was one of those people.
What one are you looking at? The Blue Yeti?
No, I'll take it to the Snowball. But then again, I might not have room for it. I mean, I have a pretty small table and I have a laptop.
I reckon go maybe get a mic arm. They're pretty cheap. I got mine for like $11.75 Australian. So, yeah.
I mean, I just have like a 10-pack of windscreens for my headset microphone for like $2.98. Like it came from China, so it took like a couple of weeks to get it.
Yeah, well, at least everything from China's cheap. Well, no, that's not true.
From eBay,
because everything expensive is made in China.
I mean, I got it from eBay, so yeah.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, some stuff is cheap on eBay.
eBay is like, if I'm doing online shopping, that's where I'll go because we don't actually have Amazon to the level that you guys have in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, our Amazon is mainly just based on selling, like, those Kindle ebook things and, like, ebooks and stuff. They're not really sell, like, electronics and anything. It's more just, like, their own branded stuff that they sell on Amazon, as well as books.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I was talking to somebody about getting a Blue Snowball, and then someone sent me a picture of their microphone with like some sort of stand that you hook the mic into or something. I don't know what those are called.
Is it the one that like you connect to your desk?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a scissor arm kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. You just hook it up on your desk and then you just adjust it so then you level up the mic or something so it holds it.
Yeah, that's what I've got on my desk and I got it for pretty cheap. So, I mean, it's done the job and I've had it for like nearly 5 months, I think. Maybe 6.
Oh, that's cool. I'll probably look into like getting one of those stands for a new microphone I plan on getting maybe sometime. I don't know when. I'm pretty money savvy.
I'm probably going to invest eventually in one of those really good Rode mic stands for your desk because they're obviously more sturdy and stuff. And I like Rode because it's made in Australia.
That's funny.
See, that's a good thing. Australia makes some good quality microphones. Just saying.
Yeah.
Move to Australia. You won't regret it.
Yeah, anything.
The funny thing is.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jumbo.
Oh, sorry. I was going on a tangent. You can go.
No, I just wondering if you guys had any other goals that you set for yourself for your channel for this year.
Not really. I don't really do view goals. I mean, I might set a view goal. Let's say 5,000. I don't know.
I mean, the topic is YouTube goals, so I don't know if you want to talk about personal goals, but that's something else.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, eventually, video-wise, I want to get... Eventually, I need to start that series, You Tell, I Sell, that you named.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. I was all like, what happened to that?
I'll probably make an update video on that and ask for some more suggestions and then make a...
Did you get any suggestions for that?
Yeah, I got one from you and one from my brother, one from some other guy who said for me to do the cinnamon challenge. That's old school, though.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of challenges. That those kind of challenges, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But about you, Max, or anything else besides 250 to 500 subs? Anything else specifically about your content that you want to improve on for the rest of the year?
Well, most likely my commentary in my videos. I want to improve my commentary, like as in be more funny and not less boring.
How do you plan to do that?
Probably start being more enthusiastic. Act more as if I was with my friends when making solo vids. Because you can see, if you watch a video with me, like by myself, I'm pretty bland. But then you go over to watch a video with me and a couple of friends, I am just this, like, little kid that loves screaming and just always shouting and having fun. So it's like very different. Basically a PewDiePie, yes.
When you put three PewDiePies in a room and you just play games.
Yeah. I don't know what it sounds like.
So yeah.
Ow,
and
my ears.
Another thing is my editing. I want to improve a bit. Like, my editing's already improved thanks to my new thing, but, you know, just a bit more.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of my commentary, I want to improve on actually selling what I say. Like, actually have more confidence and stuff what I say. I don't know. Someone told me that I don't sound confident enough in the stuff I say, but yeah, I'll look into improving that. And then as well as audio-wise, like, work on upgrading my microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff with scripts, that's something I started doing lately, and it helped me out pretty well.
Well, like I said before, I do want to get back into top 5 videos. I did have a series called The 5 Reasons Why. It's pretty much privated now, because like I didn't really like the first episode that I did. It is still on YouTube. If you want a link, I can like make it unlisted and send it to you guys. But it's basically where I like get a game or like a movie and I do like 5 reasons why, blah, blah, blah. So like, for example, my first episode was for Star Wars Battlefront. And I did basically 5 reasons why Battlefront didn't succeed or didn't live up to its hype. And I basically named off a bunch of things. And the reason I've made it private is because, like, I didn't have a script, and I was saying, like, every 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's back to the pet peeve thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to do some more scripts with those sort of videos, which is going to be really good.
That's cool, that's cool.
And I think that's about it. Yeah.
Alright, anything else from you, Jump on goals, YouTube goals?
Yeah, probably just to be more consistent, I reckon. Because that's something I'm lacking a bit.
Oh, yeah,
due to being busy a lot, and I usually would record in the night, but my job has required me to work pretty much every night. So, and my sleep is all messed up, so I don't have that much time to record when I wake up. So I just need to sort that out and be more consistent.
Yeah, like this podcast, for example, took us forever to finally meet up and record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already like past midnight during this recording.
Videos
I record this time, usually I don't.
Videos I do like and I want to start doing, is, has anyone here watched Wolfie Raps?
No, I have not.
Or like any of those Wolfie Raps.
Can we get 20,000 likes?
Yeah, that guy. And he like does like all these hilarious DIY videos. Like once I get like a proper face cam and like camera set up, I want to do videos like that as well.
I suggest getting
like really funny, like really funny, you know, just like messing around in the house. Like he does all these experiments. Like he does like the mintiest drink, and he like puts a bunch of minty products in this like one container, and just mixes it in a blender and drinks it, and it's the funniest things I watch.
Oh, so you want to do videos like that?
Yeah, but like I also want to do a lot of gaming videos as well.
Mm.
So that
yeah, I need to do more gaming too. Yeah, I think that's what we want to do. Yeah, collab? No,
I'm open for collabs, man.
Yeah, same here.
I just won't really be a two-way collab because I won't be able to.
If we were to do an in real, like an IRL collab, me and Jumble would be the easiest to meet up, whereas Morrill would have to like fly all the way from like America.
Or I would just, you would just have my face on your phone or something. It's like I'm there in spirit. Right.
Or you could like get a green screen or something, Morrill, and we could just put you in.
Well, I wish I had a green screen. I don't have one of those at all.
I do, though. I don't use mine that often anymore.
Just send it to me. That's good.
Anyway.
You know what? The world is a bit weird at the moment.
It's the world is a cube. No, it's not a sphere. The world is flat, maybe.
Yeah, the world is actually flat. Yeah, you see, you the reason why you can't see things on the horizon isn't due to the Earth being curved. That's interesting because yesterday, when we went down to Cape Legrand National Park, we could see like the town because it's not that far away. It's only like 65 kilometers out. And we could see the town from a distance, from a bit higher up, but then we went down to a beach, we couldn't. And that pretty much proves that the Earth is round.
Yeah, I should have done my transition on final thoughts, but yeah, I guess that counts as final thoughts. Yeah. So any final thoughts you guys thought about, anything you guys want to say, final thoughts on any of the topics we talked about?
Yeah, what I'm going to say.
Final thoughts.
What I will say is, to all you non-Australians out there, don't judge Australians on stereotypes.
Or in any ethnicity, actually. Just because if I say I'm Hispanic, does it mean I'm Mexican?
Exactly. All right, yeah. Any ethnicity, nationality, the mix, don't just link them to stereotypes because a lot of the time it's not true or it's over-exaggerated. Obviously, you know what a stereotype is. That's what I just said.
How about you, Mixstar? Any final thoughts from you on any of the topics?
The Switch is good. You gotta get a Switch.
Wait, what does this have to do with any of the topics, though?
I don't know. Anyway,
YouTube goals, maybe?
Well, if you really want to succeed in YouTube, I'd say really try your best and...
Get a Switch.
It doesn't matter if you don't succeed. You do it as long as you're having fun. That's basically what a lot of people have told me, to just keep doing it if you're having fun doing it. And one day, you never know, something big might happen.
Like getting a Switch?
Yes, like getting a Switch.
I don't know, that had to fit somewhere, right?
Yeah,
for me, yeah, like what Jumbo said, don't judge people by their ethnicity. Sometimes we all go through embarrassing moments, so don't judge people by those. Pet peeves, we all have them. Yeah, YouTube, yeah. It's a tough and long journey, but you could succeed if you set your mind to it and you're consistent. Consistency is important, as well as long as you enjoy the content that you make.
Definitely.
All right, and with that said, that concludes episode 10 of Moral's Podcast. I would like to thank Jumbo and Mixstar for joining me in the podcast today.
No problem.
All right, and if you folks enjoyed this episode of the podcast, be sure to leave a like if you're on YouTube, and subscribe if you're also on YouTube, or if you're on SoundCloud, a like is enough, or even share it on both platforms. And be sure to also check out Jumbo's channel and Mixstar's channel. You'll see an end screen popping up by now, and also in the description. And also check out their social medias too. And until next time. Oh, wait, what? See ya. That we're going to cut it right there.
Yep. That went well.
And until next time, take care, have a great day, and let the morals be with you.